You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
First of all, you know, New Zealand has something like 17 species of seabirds that are at risk of extinction from commercial fishing in New Zealand. So these are birds that have been basically fished because people are not taking care of them, which is what's happened in this situation. So, you know, the threat of extinction, particularly to our albatrosses, is really high. We've got 11 species of albatross breeding in New Zealand, and 10 of those are on that the high risk from commercial fishing in New Zealand. So that's why it's inadequate.
What would you have liked to see instead?
Well, we would have liked to see a hefty fine, commiserate with the the level of offending. You know, 38 albatrosses is a huge number of albatrosses in one go, and is absolutely shocking. So a hefty fine would have been really good. Even if a donation towards researchers who are working on albatrosses and trying to protect them would have been good. I mean, it costs thousands of dollars for researchers to get down to the subantarctic islands where a lot of these birds breed, so that they can monitor the populations. And the reason that they're required to monitor these populations is because fishermen like this person are killing them. So, you know, having 300 hours of community service compared to the thousands of dollars that are spent every year trying to protect albatrosses, it just doesn't stack up.
Mm. And with the earlier last month, the fish dumping that wasn't properly enforced by MPI, is this an issue within that organisation, do you think? A systemic issue?
Well, in relation to, I mean, I can't particularly comment on that issue. You know, we're all aware that the Ministry of Primary Industries have, in this case, taken a prosecution against this person, and we were very pleased to see that. But, you know, in order for a prosecution to be effective, it needs to provide a deterrent. And in this case, 300 hours of community service is hardly a deterrent to somebody who really doesn't care about killing albatrosses.
Do you think some of this rests as well in the fishing industry? How irresponsible are they in general? Or is this just an isolated incident, do you think?
Well, I mean, I'm hoping it's an isolated incident. I mean, one of the big problems in the New Zealand fisheries is that generally observer coverage is very low. You know, so when we detect a situation like this, you know, we can only assume that it potentially does occur in other areas. However, we do know that there are good fishermen out there who are trying to do the right thing. And, you know, the behaviour of this person, you know, reflects badly on the whole fishing industry. And I'm sure that there will be some of those good fishermen will be looking at that 300-hour community service fine and thinking that it's ridiculous.
There's obviously other forms of deterrence other than criminal charges. What do you think of surveillance being installed as a form of deterrent on these kinds of fishing operations?
No, we totally support that idea. In fact, electronic monitoring, high-definition cameras installed on vessels is increasingly being used worldwide to monitor the behaviour of fishermen, and I think that, you know, within the next couple of years we're going to see that rolled out in New Zealand. I know that Ministry of Primary Industries are consulting on establishing just that within the New Zealand fishing industry, and we would certainly like to see it happen as quickly as possible. It's definitely been shown in Australia, for example, where it's been rolled out, that it has had a huge effect on the behaviour of fishermen in terms of filling in logbooks correctly, for example. So, yeah, no, we really support it. I think it will be a great thing for the fishing industry and will also act as a deterrent against bad behaviour.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.